Join us for the Sharks NHL Draft Party on June 28th at 3 p.m. Witness the Sharks select number one overall for the first time in franchise history and celebrate the team's future with fellow Sharks fans. Don't miss out on experiencing this historic event with an electrifying atmosphere at SAP Center by securing your tickets today at sjsharks.com/thefutureisteal. That's sjsharks.com/thefutureisteal.
You're listening to the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
On Wednesday, the San Jose Sharks announced that the club has signed defenseman Luca Cagnoni to a standard entry-level contract. Just 19 years old, Cagnoni led Western Hockey League defensemen with 90 points and 72 assists and finished tied for third among the group with 18 goals in 65 games with the Portland Winterhawks, earning a U.S. Division First All-Star Team recognition. He was the first WHL blue liner since the 93-94 season to reach the 90-point threshold and finished 9 points clear of the next closest defenseman in the positional scoring race. He recorded a career-best 9-game assist streak to open up the 2024 calendar year, collecting 18 points by way of 3 goals and 15 assists from January 5th through January 27th. He also registered 1 5-point game on November 8th with a goal and 4 assists and 3 separate 4-assist games along with 20 multi-assist games this year. Cagnoni earned WHL Player of the Week on January 22nd after tallying 8 points in a 4-game stretch and was named Sharks Prospect of the Week 3 times, October 23rd, March 20th, and April 3rd. Cagnoni continued his strong 2-way play throughout the postseason, finishing the WHL playoffs with a point-per-game scoring clip with 13 points, 3 goals, 10 assists, in 13 games, helping the Winterhawks finish as league runner-up. He finished the championship series with 3 assists in 4 games against Moose Jaw. He ranked tied for 3rd among WHL defensemen in postseason assists and was 5th in points. Prior to being drafted, Cagnoni earned U.S. Division 2nd All-Star Team honors with 64 points in 67 games in the 22-23 campaign. He finished with 7 points in 9 playoff games that season. Over the course of his WHL career, he has recorded 193 points in 205 games, all with Portland. The 5'9", 183-pound native of Burnaby, British Columbia, was selected by San Jose in the 2023 NHL Draft, 4th round, 123rd overall. All that information courtesy the Sharks Media Relations Department. Cagnoni met with the media on Wednesday afternoon. This is what he had to say.
Hey, Luca, first of all, congratulations. What was your reaction just after the season you've had just to culminate that with this next step in your career?
Yeah, I mean, initial reactions when I got offered the contract and signing, it was pretty cool. Obviously, it's been a dream for mine. You know, this season wasn't too easy. I think we had it was a long season for sure, especially with the playoff run that we had and stuff. And you know, it's always in like the back of your mind of like, you know, if you're going to get it or not, but I was just trying to focus on hockey and stuff, especially being in the finals there, keeping your mind on hockey's it's pretty easy that way. Cause you want to win and stuff, but you know, unfortunately we lost, but it's good to get back here and sign a contract. And I'm just looking really, really excited for the future.
For yourself, from your draft year to this year, what would you say is the biggest improvement in your game? Obviously, you had the high-powered offensive numbers, but was that part of your development? What were you working on most this season?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't really focusing too much on the offensive side this year. I knew that I kind of already had that. I was just kind of dialing my D zone more because I think to be at the NHL level, you have to be two-way for sure. And, you know, something like Quinn Hughes, that his rookie year, people kind of doubting his defensive side. And now look at him now, like he's dialed it in. Now he's probably already one of the best defensemen in the league. So it's definitely something that I had to take care of this year. And I thought, like with the Sharks, like staff, player development guys, and even Portland, they kind of helped me throughout this year to really dial it in. And they're giving me opportunities to shut down top lines. And, you know, that makes it really fun.
And last one for me, you mentioned Quinn Hughes. Is he a kind of a guy that you model your game after? Who are the guys you kind of model your game after as a defenseman?
Yeah, I mean, for sure, Quinn Hughes, he's kind of like similar build to me. I think we kind of like skate the same, move the puck the same, stuff like that. You know, Cale Makar is the guy on the blue line that I definitely watched, and he's definitely really good defensively. and Gerard, like another smaller guy, but he's just so like feisty and goes into corners like so strong and stuff. So definitely been watching those three guys a lot, and yeah, trying to model my game after that.
Awesome, thanks, Luca. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks,
Curtis.
Luca, hey, this is Curtis Pashalka from the San Jose Mercury News. Congratulations as well.
Yeah, thank you.
How, I mean, you mentioned that you didn't really focus on the offense this year, but, you know, 90 points is 90 points. It hasn't happened in the Western League in a long time. What allowed you to create so much from the back end this year?
Yeah, I think a lot of it was just trying to be creative and stuff like that. You know, every team's kind of, they do like their research now, and they know how to shut down guys and what to do to take away their abilities and stuff. And, you know, you kind of have to get out of your comfort zone and try some new stuff. Definitely going into the year, I implemented some new moves, some stuff in the blue line, just like power play stuff that really helped me out this year. And then a lot of it was just like shooting the puck more, being more of a threat from the blue line or getting to the slot areas and taking guys on one-on-one. I mean, sounds kind of simple that way, but you know, like no joke, defenders are good at any stage now, especially at the next level in the NHL, like they're even better. So definitely have to get creative and, you know, figure some new stuff out, because people kind of know what you're going to do when they do their research.
You mentioned the playoff run. What are your biggest takeaways from that experience? Just getting to the Western Hockey League final and you know, just having that experience, I guess.
Yeah, it was super cool. I think one thing we talk about a lot is just flying. Doesn't happen too much in the WHL and stuff like that. So that was really cool. And then just like the atmosphere, you know, like you're kind of getting to like sold out barns and stuff like that. So it's super cool. And then the hockey's just, it's just like a game of inches. It really comes down to one bounce either way. I mean, the games that we played, like three of them were one goal games that came, every goal came in like the last minute. So, I mean, it's definitely a tougher time than the first round or regular season. It doesn't even compare to that stuff. So it was tough, but it's super fun. It's something that you definitely live for.
What does the next year sort of look like for you? You know, obviously you got the contract in hand now. As you look towards the next season, I know you're taking some well-deserved time off now, I'm sure, but what does the summer look like for you, and what do you want to try to accomplish next season?
Yeah, I mean, start of the summer. I mean, just same thing as usual, just get in the gym, hop on the ice before development camp and stuff like that. Just show them what I got, show them what I've been doing in the summer, and then get back here and just keep on working out even more. I mean, it's kind of like an everyday thing. And then, you know, just try to, you know, hopefully crack the AHL roster, get some games up there and stuff like that. I mean, that's the hope right now. That's the goal. You always obviously want to move up, and kind of got lucky that I got a late birthday. So I'll be 20 next year to play. I'll be able to play in the AHL. So that's definitely works in my hand a little bit.
So you can, you're eligible to, after Sharks meeting camp, to get assigned to the American League. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Hey, you know what? I mean, people make a big deal about the size and everything, but do you kind of play with a bit of a chip on your shoulder because of that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I got passed up on the WHL draft just because of my size and stuff like that. So ever since I was like 13, like my dad came up to me and was just like, yeah, play with a chip on your shoulder. Gotta show these guys that size doesn't matter to you. Like, go in every battle, go hit guys, like, to show them that you play like you're over 6 foot and stuff like that. So definitely been like a staple of my game. I don't think I fear anyone. I don't think I play scared or anything. So yeah.
Just out of curiosity, I know you grew up near Vancouver, and you know, obviously Macklin Celebrini's from Vancouver. Do you ever cross paths with him as a young kid?
Yeah, I know of him and stuff. I played with his brother Aiden at BWC here when I was in Bantam. So yeah, I've encountered him a couple times. I probably skated with him a couple times and stuff like that. But I played with his brother. I was good friends with him.
Be nice to maybe meet him at Dev Camp.
Yeah,
assuming the Sharks draft in there. What was your reaction when you saw the Sharks win the draft lottery?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. I mean, just another generational player. I think we all kind of saw what he did this year. It's pretty special. I mean, it's exciting to hopefully get him into this organization because he'll definitely make an impact.
All right. Thanks, Luke. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks.
Josh?
Hi, this is Josh from San Jose Hockey Now. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
First question I wanted to ask is signing the contract. Do you have your eye on anything like fun that you want to purchase or not yet?
I haven't really looked too much in depth, but probably get like my parents something and maybe my sister. You know, they've supported me my whole way. I spent a lot of money on hockey and stuff like that. So, you know, I'll try to get them something nice, but you know, I'll go look for myself too while I'm out.
Yeah, I guess on ice, what do you think led to, you know, the like historically productive season you've had? Did Lucas Pisa help out a lot with you? Is there anybody from the Sharks or Winterhawks staff that you think really elevated your game?
Yeah, Pisa was definitely big for me. We had a couple talks this year, just like how I could get better, how I could be more of a threat on the ice defensively and offensively, and just making sure that I'm doing my job and like pushing the play and stuff like that. Cause, you know, you can't really be a stay at home defenseman when you're like 5'10 and stuff. So, you know, you kind of have to push the play up the ice and be a threat offensively, but he wanted to make sure that I'm sound defensively for the next level. And then like, the whole coaching staff in Portland has been great. You know, Kyle Gustafson, Brian Pellerin, and Mike Johnson, like you're not going to get a better staff than that and staff in that league. So, and I got Don Hay in my earlier years there. So they definitely taught me a lot about how it is to be a pro and training like a pro and stuff like that. So, you know, they all kind of played a piece into it.
What does that look like for you communicating with like Shark staff throughout the year? Are they meeting with you in Portland? Are they like constantly like calling or having a Zoom meeting with you? I guess, how does that work?
Yeah, Spies kind of came down more to Portland to watch, and I came to Victoria in playoffs, so I got to see him there. So I saw him more face to face, but you know, a lot of phone calls, checkups, check-ins, stuff like that. So, you know, it's kind of an all year thing. You know, you can have a phone call every day for a week, or you know, you might go 2 weeks without talking. So it's just like up in the air. You're just making sure that you're doing the right things every day and stuff like that. They kind of rely on you to be doing the right things too. So yeah.
And I guess lastly, like Nick Tkachuk is someone that also had a career in the WHL before coming to the Barracuda. I guess, is that someone that you can talk to and I guess have like a little bit of a mentor in while trying to transition to the AHL? Or is there anybody else that you think will be a mentor for you as you try to make that jump?
Yeah, definitely Cheech for sure. I mean, when I came into that league, he was 20, so I only got a brief time with him, but you know, he was a great guy. Yeah, I could definitely like reach out to those guys, you know, like Cross Hannes, you know, Gauthier, like Clay Hannes went through it too. Like these are all kind of guys that have been through it and definitely have some good advice. So I mean, I'll definitely be reaching out to them and stuff like that. Just if I ever have questions or if I ever need something, and I'm sure that they'll respond to me.
That's great. Thank you so much. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Go to Brian.
Hey, Luca, it's Brian Olfava here. Congratulations, first of all. I've obviously followed you this entire season. It's been a long one from about August 30th to this May. And as you reflect on the season you've had with Portland, what do you think is the thing that you've learned the most throughout this experience this season?
Yeah, I mean, definitely just don't take it for granted. Like the time goes by so fast, especially the first half of the year. Like you get a Christmas break and it's like, it's so quick. And then, you know, like playoffs comes around, and I would say just making sure that you're ready for that. Cause you know, something like that where we get to the finals and you know, it's a tough match, like two really good teams. The games were so close. You know, just don't take advantage of like the days you can get in the gym and, you know, those extra skates, doing little things after practice. Like we're lucky enough to have a good staff in Portland that, you know, pushes us, gets us on the ice doing like extra drills and stuff. So we lucked out that way, but just making sure that you're taking advantage of it is definitely a big thing.
Yeah. And you, the final season of James Stephon, Jack O'Brien, Gabe Claussen in Portland, obviously they're all graduating in there. What will you remember them for most fondly? And what are some of the lessons you've learned from them as leaders in that Portland locker room?
Yeah, I mean, I've learned a lot, especially even the guys before them. Like, you know, it's a tight group in the locker room. I think that's one of the big things about Portland is just how tight we are. You know, we do everything together. You know, we stick up for each other. Like, they do such a good job of encouraging that. And I mean, there are three like hell of players that are, I'm sure that they're going to have long careers and stuff. You know, they're all good at their own things. Like, they're just three special players we were so lucky to have this year. And that's what kind of gave us the opportunity to go for this run. Yeah, I mean, there's just three great guys. I mean, they definitely led by example on the ice and off the ice. I think the years that they had definitely showed it.
Yeah, and my final question: do you have a message for the Portland Winterhawks faithful for all the support this season from September to May? You know.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they've been great all year. Like, not even just me speaking. All the guys are so grateful to have such a good fan base. Like, you know, we got a big rank, and like we're able to pack it up pretty good, and like they're loud, and you know they care about us so much, so it means a lot, especially the playoff games. We're on Tuesday nights and we're getting good crowds. Like, it means a lot to us, and you know, it doesn't go like we're not ungrateful for it anyway.
All right, man. Thank you, Luca, and congratulations once again.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, everyone. I appreciate you taking the time here today, Luca. Congratulations again on the signing. If we have anything else news-wise to announce, we'll keep everyone apprised. Thanks, everyone.
Stay tuned to the Sharks Audio Network for all breaking Sharks news as it comes in. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
This podcast can be found for download under Sharks Hockey Digest on iTunes, Google, and Spotify, and on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, presented by Western Digital. All music by Yogi Yend.